The work Angela does for the veterans in Barnes County is above average. She is very tenacious with her claims. She researches everything she does. I talk to her probably, she calls myself or one of my VSOs at least 3 or 4 times a week. I found her work to be good. She's open to any kind of corrections that maybe needs to be done in her work.
Brian, I have filed a complaint with her, with your office. Mike?
You actually came in when I was talking with him on it. She had accessed my file and started talking to me about my claim in public, about my medical conditions.
Oh, this was last year?
Yes.
All right, I stand corrected. Chad did.
In order to be a VSO, you have to be certified.
To be a CVSO, you have to be accredited through NACVSO, the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers.
Is her husband also certified?
Her husband has received the initial training that the state does, and he's attended 2 of the continuing education. But it was requested by Angela if she asked about volunteers and if they were eligible to attend the training. And yes, that's if they're a volunteer at a county, they can attend the training as long as they get approval through me first.
Okay, and then they can work on people's files without background checks?
As administratively, yes, they can help administratively with claims. They can't actually file claims like through the state. And the same rules apply to Legion, VFW, DAV, that in order to submit a claim to them, they want you accredited through them.
So her husband was working in her office?
I don't know. I would assume so.
Wouldn't that fall into nepotism?
Was he getting paid?
Even volunteer?
I guess I would defer to. That's okay. A legal question.
Thank you.
You bet.
What's your protocol? Obviously, you would get a hold of Angela and discuss mm-hmm. the issues, but would you ask Angela to let the portfolio know, or is it really nothing the commission should be involved in? Or
usually, if I get a complaint from a county, I will call the first person I call is that county veteran service officer.
Sure.
I talk to them, explain what the complaint is and who the complainant is and what the problem is. 90% of the time, it's that conversation. I call back the veteran and just mediate what the issue is. Most of the time, it's just a confusion or miscommunication, but I don't think it's really ever elevated. The one thing the next step I would take would be to talk to the portfolio holder.
Sure.
If it was something that the CVSO did not, you know, if the veteran still had a concern, I would talk to, you know, the CVSO, whoever their supervisor is. If I was unable to make that kind of contact, I'd elevate it up to the commissioner, Lonnie, and I would have him contact the commission as a whole, you know, the chairman probably, and just say, here's a problem. And I've never had one go that far. Usually once I talk to the veteran, talk to the CVSO, iron out the miscommunication.
Thank you.
It appears that one thing that's lacking here is, I'm not going to say we don't have veterans that don't have a complaint. We're bound to. But for us to do something, we have to receive a complaint in writing. What's said at a bar or coffee shop or something and comes to us second, third handed, we can't deal with that. We have to have complaints in writing.
I would agree that the only time that I can effectively, in my job, that I can effectively address the veteran's concern is I have to talk to the veteran. So I have to hear from the veteran, find out what their concern is, then go to the CVSO and say, here's the concern, you know, have you thought about this? And I would agree, you have to talk to the veteran, because second and third hand is going to be, you never get the full understanding of the issue. I'll finish up by saying that Barnes County, as a team here, Barnes County does a better job and extends more services than the majority of the counties in the state. With your transportation program that you've got in place, you guys are doing a really, really good job of taking care of your veterans and servicing those veterans. You're doing a better job than a majority of the counties.
And so, thank you.
It was said earlier that we don't care about veterans, and I think we've proven that otherwise. I think one of the major things we do is transporting them to VA in Fargo.
Okay, thank you.
There are not funds available except through the county to do that, and we authorize that every year.
That is a key program the vast majority of counties don't do.
I think that we have a lot of veterans here in Barnes County, and if anybody thinks differently, they're wrong. I care very deeply for them.
I have a question. Can veterans come directly to the Fargo VA?
They can.
To have their claims resolved?
They can. Each one of the national organizations, the state, the Legion, the VFW, DAV, we all have offices at the second floor of the regional office, and we take walk-ins or appointments to work directly with the veteran. It's not actually not uncommon. A lot of times it's, you know, the personal nature of disabilities. Sometimes the veterans that may be involved in the community and don't want members of the community to know the full extent of their disability, so they'll go directly to the organizations.